You're listening to FCUM Community Radio.
Walk tall. Walk tall. Walk straight and look the world right in the eye. That's what my mama told me.
Walking football. What's that all about? That seems to be a common question, but largely it's what it says on the tin. It's basically football with no running and very minimal contact. More importantly at FC, it's more about fresh air, exercise and friendly get-togethers. At Broadhurst we run a wide range of events. Wednesdays tend to be non-competitive, which are a good introduction to walking football. And I recently caught up with Jane Beresford, who started the walking football sessions at Broadhurst Park.
That's what my mama told me when I was about me.
It's a Wednesday evening at Broadhurst Park with Jane Beresford, who set up the FC walking football. I just want to ask you, Jane, why you set this up in the first place?
Well, the Moston Juniors were initially decided to set it up, and we used to play at St Matthew's school. After they stopped doing that on Broadhurst Park Open, we moved it to here. Set it up really just to give people some exercise, a bit of fun, and not something that wasn't particularly competitive.
And where do you want it to go forward?
Where do I want it to go? Again, certainly the Wednesday night sessions, I'd really like to grow and to be of a just so that male and female people, women and men, can come down and have a kick around and feel safe and just get some fitness really, and mix with like-minded people.
And you're here in any weather?
I'm here in any weather. What about everyone else? I don't know, but yeah, we're down here most Wednesdays. So if you're free, just join us. It'd be great to have you.
Okay, thanks, Jane.
Monday nights is usually game night for the FC walking footballers, so it's off to Broadhurst Park to see what's happening down there tonight.
We're at Broadhurst Park at just before 7 o'clock on a Monday evening. There's matches going on between groups of kids on the various 3G pitches, and to one side we've got a group of walking footballers getting ready for their regular Monday night 7 to 8 session on the 3G pitch. And Dave Riley's one of the regular players. You're usually down on Wednesdays, Mondays, and you turn out for the walking football team.
I do indeed, Brian, yeah.
And what is it you get out of the walking football group?
Oh, well, it's fresh air, exercise and good company.
Surely you can't call this gang of reprobates.
This gang of hooligans are very friendly hooligans, yeah. Excellent. It's good fun, and as I say, getting plenty of exercise, and I've lost a bit of weight while I've been doing it.
And we saw you on Monday night giving a very good impression of a young David De Gea as well.
Oh, yeah,
sometime erstwhile goalkeeper.
Yeah. You now call me David De Riley.
And you'll be continuing to play, I take it?
I certainly will, as long as the legs will let me. Yeah,
and
definitely.
Are we allowed to ask you what age you are?
I shall be 70 in August.
And it's quite true that I think that the age range of the group ranges from sort of roughly 40s up to...
Yeah, late 40s up to and beyond 70, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good mix.
And it's open to everybody?
It's open to everybody.
Saturdays is the day where FC usually have games if they're going to play a match, and today they're due to play a team from Grange Over Sands, who's managed by Kevin Gorman. So I'm going to bob off now and see if I can catch up with Kevin before the game.
And we're at Broadhurst Park this afternoon for a walking football match between FC and Grange Over Sands, and I've got with me Kevin Gorman from Grange Over Sands. And just like to ask you, Kevin, why this match has been arranged today.
Well, Brian, we've been established now for 12 months and we meet regularly on a weekly basis, once a week for an hour. And there's been an appetite from the guys to try and not play competitive, but to play at other sides. They're not particularly interested in entering a league of any sorts, but just occasionally as a day out to go and play one or two other clubs. And obviously the link with the FC and my brother Mark and yourself. And we were able to put it together, and that's why we're here today.
And you've obviously come quite a long way, but I know you're also going down to St George's, the FA Centre, for a tournament shortly.
Yeah, that's right. On the Easter Monday, we entered into that. Again, it's not a sense of wanting on this particular event, the competition. It's more the experience of going to play where, you know, great players have certainly of late, I suppose, train. And we get a tour of the facilities there as well. And play teams from all over the UK, and even I think there's a team from France involved as well. So it's the opportunity to spread our wings a little bit, yeah.
Okay, and what do you think your players get out of playing walking football? Because sometimes people look at you a bit, what the hell are you doing playing walking football?
Yeah, I think initially we set it up for the reasons of well-being and such like, you know, which is quite prominent today, loneliness, that side of things. It's been open to
males. Quite difficult for older men, isn't it, I think, to find social and fitness environments.
Yeah. And men seem stereotypically a bit reluctant to want to get out and join things, if you like. So going back to something that you know, I and yourself love, you know, playing football and introducing it that way, you know, to me seemed something worth taking the time out to do. And that's what we've been been able to realise. We've got a core of probably 17 or 18 guys now, like, you know, that come. And the community side of it and, you know, the friendship side of it is now starting to happen.
Right, that's really good. I hope it's a good game today between us both. I'm sure we won't be kicking lumps out of each other, and we'll catch up after the game.
Yeah, and thank you for giving us the opportunity. It's really appreciated.
We're in the second half of the Grange over Sons match. Grange currently winning 3-0, but FC well in this game. Grange have missed a penalty due to a good save from Graham. And FC quite hoping that Kieran Glynn, who's watching on the sidelines, could age to be an over 50 and come on for some of the second half. I've got Kieran Glynn with me, who watched that match there between FC and Grange over Sands. What's your analysis of FC's deficiencies in that 3-0 defeat there, Kieran?
Shortcomings were movement up top. When you did have a chance to shoot, you opted to pass it and try and work another opening instead of getting shots off. So working their goalkeeper.
Do you see any positivity for the team? Do you think we've got a future?
Yeah, there was some very, very good football on show, and obviously I've never watched walking football before, but if that's what it's like, it was enjoyable for everyone involved.
Unfortunately, we can't age you enough to be over 50 to play, but any encouragement the guys get is much appreciated. So thanks for that.
All right, thank you.
So, Kevin, that was a good 3-0 win to Grange over Sands there. So what was your perception of that game?
Well, everybody thoroughly enjoyed the match. I think everybody to get a full game. There was comments after regarding they would have liked it to have been a bit longer than that.
Yeah, we're a bit stuck on Saturdays. But in the summer, we can play longer matches. So if you do want to come down again, that can be arranged.
Yeah. But I think in terms of the game, I think first half we had a little bit of an edge over FC. But then after the turnaround, you seem to get a lot tighter and a lot more... pushing a lot more going forward, if you like. You know, I mean, you were unlucky really not to get something out of the game in terms of a couple of goals, I think. Yeah.
Well, I think our guys seem to have enjoyed it, and it's certainly been sociable both during the game and after it.
Yeah.
And I think everybody seems to have had a good time, as far as I can see.
So. Yeah. And I think certainly from our guys' point of view, you know, the facilities you've got here and the way you've all made us feel really welcome, and what you've provided for is really appreciated. You know, full thanks to FC United for that.
Thanks, Kevin, and hopefully we'll see you for another game.
Yeah, we'll arrange another game soon, Brian.
So in a nutshell, that's what walking football at FC United's all about. So there's something for everybody. Wednesdays is a good introduction to the game. It's non-competitive, it's sociable and about general fitness. Mondays is a little bit more competitive. There's a friendly kickabout played between however many people turn up on the night. And I always liken it to going back to childhood and playing in the street under the street lights until your mum told you to come in. And then finally, we have occasional friendly matches, often played on a Saturdays prior to the league home matches, and there'll be more of those next season. And we throw in the occasional tournament, but most people prefer the fun and social approach of the friendlies that we do. So it's open to all. So if you're interested, contact the office or Tom Conroy and he'll give you the latest details. So whatever your age, male, female, whatever, you're welcome down to join the Walking Footballers, and we hope to see you down at Broadhurst Park in the near future. Walk straight and look the world right in the eye. Walk tall.